Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is pure stupidity. Pure, and I really should be happy about this, you know, even though it's the wrong thing. You did the wrong thing at the wrong time. But I will get so much more joy out of watching the failure. The schadenfreude that I am going to experience following the Arizona Cardinals and this Kyler Murray, man, it's going to make me look even smarter. Years from now, in colleges, they'll be writing stories about, boy, how did that guy Maller get it right? How did that guy Maller get it? Maybe they ought to hire him to run an NFL team rather than that moron, Steve Keim, the GM of the Cardinals, the drunkard of the Cardinals that drafted Mighty Mouse as the bloody damn quarterback in Arizona. The 2019 NFL draft starts with a minuscule pick. A guy, what do you mean, drafted in the first round, and because Arizona's got a bunch of boobs in the front office, here we are. Arizona did the thing they shouldn't have done at the time. They shouldn't have done it. They drafted a 5'9". That's right. He didn't measure himself again, so he's 5'9". There was some gamesmanship at the combine there. Absolute gamesmanship. Kyler Murray's 5'9". That's how much his height was at Oklahoma with the number one overall pick. Now, I assume you've heard that by now. You've heard all the news of the day. And so here we go. So Josh Rosen, who was picked last year in the first round. This is a terrible pick. It's so bad that there should be some kind of investigation. The NFL likes to investigate everything. That's how bad this pick is. Right, and on so many different levels. On so many different levels, it is a terrible. I'll walk you through this. Now, the question is, how will the Kyler Murray pick work out? Now, I think I've kind of let the cat out of the bag on this one. I don't think I've hidden it very well at all. But my thoughts, you've got the sideshow, the scales, and the earth. You've got those three things. And we will tie all of this together into a nice little package. Now, the initial reaction I had is the right reaction. This is football negligence. It is. It's malpractice by the entire front office of the Arizona Cardinals. And you wonder, like, do they even like scout these players? This was a draft that was built around defensive talent, elite defensive players. As we saw, many of these players you'd never heard of, and they were drafted. Arizona took a player they didn't need, a position they didn't need, and they did it with the number one pick. Maybe Murray used some kind of Jedi mind trick to convince the Cardinals to do that. But Kyler Murray had no business being the number one pick. I guess maybe it's a third-round pick, fourth-round pick. He's too small to make it in the NFL. And he also has other problems. It's not just that. You know, I could sit here and do a whole monologue about alligator arms and the Oompa Loompa that Kyler Murray is. He's in the zero percentile of arm length. I keep going back. Every time I look at Kyler Murray, I think of what an empty soul this guy is. Remember the Dan Patrick interview around the Super Bowl week? You've got the trifecta of doom. We've talked about that a lot over the last couple months. We bring up the draft and Kyler Murray, poor leadership, bad study habits, bad board work. And that's the number one pick in the NFL draft? That's the number one pick in the draft? I mean, you hire a guy, Cliff Kingsbury, who has no business being a head coach in the NFL, so you suck already. You're trying to get a little bit of that Sean McVay magic, so you hire a guy that had coffee with Sean McVay one time as your coach. So you know already that the front office is a bunch of bumpkins, right, in Arizona. To hire this bozo as their coach, Cliff Kingsbury. But then you expand on that, and you say, well, you already had a quarterback you drafted last year. So the theory is, hey, if you drafted a quarterback last year, and this guy Kingsbury, by all accounts, his billing is he's the quarterback whisperer, and that's his claim to fame. Well, if he's really Mr. Fix-It, go out and fix Josh Rosen. He was the guy the Cardinals traded up to get last year in the draft. And instead, This is completely insane. It's completely insane. I don't know anyone who knows anything about football that thinks that the Arizona Cardinals made the right choice with the number one pick. They're the laughing stock. They are a joke. They're the new Cleveland Browns. Congratulations to the Arizona Cardinals. You are now the definition of suckage. You are. You're the Arizona – way to go. You know, listen, the Cardinals are an embarrassment. They're one of the oldest franchises in the NFL, and they're an embarrassment. Absolutely. Now, the second part of this, Kyler Murray, you know, as far as why he's not going to work out, physically it's not going to happen, and his investment in the game of football. This is a guy who is going to vanish from the NFL in 5 years. And probably much quicker than 5 years, Kyler Murray will be playing with the Oakland Athletics organization. He's going to realize, you know, it didn't work out. I gave it a shot. I got paid some good money. Unfortunately, my real love, I thought it was football, but it's baseball. You know, he's going to have this come to Jesus moment. Say, you know, I thought I could handle the NFL. I gave it a good shot. And he'll blame the Cardinals organization and something else along those lines. But if you were to do the old scales of good and bad, right? Good and bad, positives and negatives. And if you were to go through Kyler Murray and you look at what he can do that's good and what he can do that's not so good, and you put it all together, you put a list of the strengths and a list of the weaknesses, and you're like, whoa, this is a disaster. Right? This is a disaster. You know, before last year, at Oklahoma, Kyler Murray had 8 touchdowns and 7 interceptions at 2 different schools before last year. The frame, he's got the body of a kicker. The durability, you can say, oh, he'll be fine. They protect quarterbacks. You want to bet on that? Let's bet on it. Bet on it right now, right? It's a gimmick sideshow situation is what it is, right? So you pull those scales out. And you look at all this, you say, well, one full-time year as a starter at Oklahoma. He's got the frame of a kicker, the body of a defensive back. And you're like, well, what are we doing, right? I mean, you're not going to be playing the Oklahoma offense in the NFL. And, well, the Cardinals, good luck. They have their own issues. But the negatives far outweigh the positives, and we have chronicled this over the last couple of months with Kyler Murray, but in the past in the NFL draft, in general, we have discussed this. Now, the last word here. Now, Kyler Murray, the end game. What is the end game on this? I'll tell you what the end game is. I'm a distant relative of the great Nostradamus. The result of Kyler Murray being picked number one, everyone who had a finger in this, they're going to do a DNA swab of the entire Cardinals front office. And anyone that had a say in Kyler Murray going number one, you know what's going to happen? You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. Over there in the back, you're fired. Get out of here. Right? This is a scorched earth situation is what it is. Scorched earth. The GM, Steve Keim, gone. Scouting director, gone. Coach, gone. Gone, 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 gone. Gone, gone, gone. That's how it's going to go. Update your LinkedIn page, dummies, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to lose your job, and I will sit here with Schadenfreude, a big bucket of popcorn, and I'm going to love every second of it, and I'm going to go back and mock all of you idiots. All of you idiots. You realize if Kyler Murray had not been drafted number one, if he hadn't been picked number one, he would not have gone in the first round of the draft. He would not have. He wouldn't have been picked in the first round. That makes it look even more ridiculous. Even you could have gotten him with the first pick in the second round, and you took him with the number one overall pick. You morons. Right? I mean, let's go through the list. You want to go through the list? I'll go through the list if you want. I mean, it was defensive tackle, linebackers, defensive ends, edge rushers, all over the place. Right? We had the quarterbacks that were picked in this draft. Daniel Jones, because Dave Gettleman wants to be selling air conditioning in a couple of years out of Duke. He was selected with the number five or number six pick, rather,
who?
By the Daniel Jones. I don't
never
know.
Heard of him.
Now Dwayne Haskins is my guy for the Washington Redskins. That's my guy, the great Dwayne Haskins, because this guy's going to be good. He hail to the Redskins, hail to victory, because Dwayne Haskins will be fine. And then where else? You know, page down. That was it. There were three quarterbacks picked in the first round of the draft. You had the Oompa Loompa, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, because God only knows why Daniel Jones would be the sixth pick in the draft. And then you had Haskins. That's it. So if Murray didn't go number one, you could have gotten him with the first pick in the second round. The Giants weren't going to draft Kyler Murray. They were all smitten. They wanted a canoodle with Daniel Jones. The Redskins had their guy Haskins, and there were no other quarterbacks picked. None. That's it. Zippo, Bupkis, other than those three. So you could have gotten Murray in the second round. So I was correct with my analysis that Kyler Murray, the only team that liked him was the Cardinals, and these idiots, the number one pick in the draft. I mean, somewhere, drinking some purple drink, Jamarcus Russell's like, hallelujah. Say, hallelujah. For years from now, they will look back at Kyler Murray. I will no longer be the gold standard for suckage as the number one pick in the overall draft. Good news, wherever you are, Jamarcus Russell, Kyler Murray said, hey, here you go. I'm ready. I'm ready to take the title. All right. Let's hear now some of the reaction. Let's see here. Here is the first bust of the 2019 draft. Guaranteed to fail as a quarterback in the NFL. This guy will never be a first-team All-Pro. This guy's never going to lead a team to a Super Bowl. Jared Goff's already led a damn team to the Super Bowl. Here is Kyler. I should have been picked in the second, third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth round Murray.
This is where I wanted to be,
please.
I'm glad to be a Cardinal, and I can't wait to go. Finally being able to play for Coach Kingsbury is something that, you know, we've been talking about for a long time, and, you know, to be here now, I can't wait to get in the building and get started.
This makes me want to vomit. I would like to vomit when I hear the nepotism, right? I mean, you think about this. No, seriously, right? I mean, this kind of stuff, this preferential treatment, you've got Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray who have the same agent. They've got the same exact bloody agent, right? The one-sidedness of this, the good old boys network, it is sickening. Ownership in Arizona sucks, all right? This is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It is. All right, here's that idiot bozo coach Cliff Kingsbury, who, listen, now we already know he wanted to have Kyler Murray's baby. When you go back, you fall back to the comments when he was at Texas Tech. Well, Kyler Murray, he's not done yet. No, listen to Cliff Kingsbury wax poetic about the worst pick the Cardinals franchise has ever made.
He's a dynamic talent, a unique talent that I don't know.
A short talent.
Anybody's seen when you talk about that combination.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, runner and passer, and being able to start as a polished pocket passer who can throw from different arm angles and be accurate and throw a touch and then be able to take off and take it 80 on any snap.
Yeah, that is what you heard right there is embellishment. That is exaggeration. And that is an overstatement. All of those things tied together. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold Garcia.
Well, you had mentioned that you're going to have fun, you know, getting joy out of seeing Kyler Murray fail.
Absolutely. It'd be great.
I understand that because I think most of the Maller militia and your coworkers are taking great joy out of your failure.
No, there's no failure.
There's giant failure.
Nobody else wanted this guy. Nobody else wanted this guy.
You proclaimed.
Nobody else. I am. Nobody else wanted this. Admit
you
that.
You proclaimed.
Admit it, Eddie.
Can I
nobody
speak?
Nobody else wanted. No, you can't speak. Nobody else wanted
you
this guy.
You proclaimed.
You can shrug it off, but nobody else wanted
that
a guy.
Kyler Murray would not be picked in the first round.
That is correct.
And
that's
you
exactly
also
accurate.
Said he would never be selected as the number one overall pick. In fact, both those things did happen. And because of that, you have lost a bet.
Well, I have and lost. Time, that's fine.
It's
time
for you to pay up.
Well, eventually I'll pay up. I will absolutely pay up.
Well, eventually is tonight.
Well, no, tonight's not the night.
Tonight is the night.
We need to get better ratings. Like, tonight we've got good enough ratings because of the draft. We don't need to do it tonight. No, that's not the way it works. I lost the bet so I can pay the bet up when I choose to pay the bet up.
No, that's not how it works.
That's absolutely how it works.
This will be,
I didn't make the bet with you.
This will be an all-time ratings producer.
I didn't make the bet with you.
We'll have the draft.
I did not make the bet with you.
We'll have you drinking ranch dressing, which has been provided by in-studio guest Philly Rob, who is gracious enough to show up.
I have to look, and he's holding signs up.
He said he's got plenty of surprises for you.
Yeah, the ranch is here. It has to happen today.
That was the agreement.
Tonight is the night. Yes, you did.
I never agreed to tonight. I said I would do it.
It's time to pay up. No better time than right now.
I don't know the calories and the ranch dressing and all that. I'm on a diet.
It's one spoonful.
You've got a four-hour show. At some point, you need to do it.
All right, well, I'll weigh my options.
The people demand it.
Nobody demand. You're two people.
No justice, no peace.
Are you kidding me?
The listeners don't
my
want
Twitter
that.
Line, my Twitter no, blew up more than it ever has in the history of the show the second Kyler Murray got drafted.
Because people are idiots.
I had notifications up the wazoo.
Dummies.
Ranch meme after ranch meme.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can ranch it all day and you can ranch it all night.
Yeah, okay. Have your little fun there, okay? You good? All right, listen.
Let's just get started.
Yeah, all right. What the Cardinals did is, as Al Michaels would say, farcical. That is a farcical move by the Arizona Cardinals.
I thought it was a great move.
I'm laughing at them. And this is, by the way, Eddie, tonight is a dog and pony show.
I know, literally.
We have the legendary.
It is a wonderful night.
Parker the Snow Dog. We got Rob, Philly Rob's in here. We got Parker the Snow Dog.
And you drinking ranch dressing. This is an amazing banner night on the Ben Maller Show.
I've always said our show is like a dog and pony show. We literally have a dog and pony. We need a pony. We have the dog. We have Parker's a good looking dog, by the way. I got to tell you.
We might break podcast records tonight.
I think it's going to happen.
We got to make sure Angry Bill's not listening because he might get a little too excited about
it. So take
Parker.
That in your pooper and pop it.
Parker the Snow Dog being here. Yeah, but no, just to again recap, Eddie, the dereliction of duties. That's the term in military, dereliction of duties by the Arizona Cardinals. What a ridiculous, we need to lampoon them. They need to be lampooned here. Now, I'll put a poll up on Twitter here. Is what I'm going to do about this. We're going to settle this in a little bit. But we'll take your phone calls. You want to talk about the NFL draft. It's not just Kyler Murray. We can certainly just unload on the Cardinals. But there's other nonsense to discuss. The first round, which I would give the first round of the draft, if I were to give it a letter grade, I would give it like a C. And you can't get too excited about any of these defensive linemen. You can't. I mean, you can pretend. Right, you can pretend. Oh, I'm so excited! I'm so happy
did you
that
see
Quinn
the,
Williams.
Did you see the Falcons fans' reaction when they took a guard?
Yeah, well, they drafted two offensive linemen in the draft.
Oh, they are not happy.
Yeah, these are picks that don't excite you, and people pretend to be football wonks. They get all excited about some of these picks, but there's nothing to get all worked up about. I was on earlier in Boston. The Patriots drafted N'Keal Harry. So I did about an hour of radio on N'Keal Harry.
He's good, actually.
I don't know about that.
I think he's good.
I don't know about that. We'll see. Well, the Patriots have a spotty record with wide receivers. My Rams decided they didn't want to pick, so they traded out of the first round.
I'm sure that must have been a good time at the Rams draft party where nothing happened.
Yes. Congratulations. We have selected no one. We have decided we don't want to pick anybody. That's it. Anyway. All right. Again.
The Raiders drafted some guy named Cleveland.
Yeah, well, you traded all those players away. Congratulations, Roberto. What a hole for the Raiders. They drafted a guy with the fourth pick in the draft who was projected to go at the very end of the first round.
Middle of the first round.
No. He was projected. The mock draft I saw had a Cleveland Farrell, Furrell. He looks like Farrell, but he wants to be called
Who's a good character guy, by the way. Who knew?
I'm sure he's a fine human being and like Mother Teresa. He's like Mother Teresa, but he was drafted by the Raiders. And the mock draft I had him going, one of the drafts I saw had him going to the pit. Who the hell knows anything? But this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. They say he's not that strong and not that fast. Usually you draft guys in the top 10 who are that strong and that fast. That's normally who you want in the top 10 of the draft.
I like Josh Jacobs, though.
You're all about that? Yeah. No,
that's right.
No need for Marshawn Lynch now. He's done, right? You've moved on.
He's retiring.
Retired to a land of weed. and all that good stuff. Have a good time.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So the Arizona Cardinals botched their draft pick with the number one selection of Kyler Murray, but that was not the most amazing story of the day in the NFL. It comes from the CBS television affiliate in Kansas City. They have the audio. They released some audio of an exchange between the wide receiver of Kansas City, Tyreek Hill, and his fiancée, Crystal Espinal, I believe is her name. The two were discussing the broken arm that the three-year-old son received, their child received. Now, this is a story that's been going on. The recording is believed to have been made in early March, and the parents were walking through an airport in Dubai. This came from Dubai, of all places. Now, if you don't know the backstory on this, the case has been ongoing. A couple days ago, the prosecutor, a guy named Steve Howe, same name as an old baseball player, Steve Howe, he claimed that he thinks a crime was committed, but they didn't have enough evidence to charge anyone with the breaking of the arm of the three-year-old child. So this audio, we have the audio. We're going to play it for you. It is a conversation between the mom and the dad. The dad is Tyreek Hill, and they're talking about the kid. And listen very closely, because this is going to cost someone some time in jail.
Because we were getting into it, and he said, "Daddy, you're mean." So we walked up the stairs, right? And you said, come back down here.
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there, but right. I was like, go down there, right, because it'll end up worse for you.
Right.
So he walked down there, and then you were getting on his about.
And then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then he started crying. And then you were like, shut up, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what, you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then
bro,
why does say daddy did it? Why? Why does say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A 3-year-old's not
going to
lie about what happened to his arm.
All right, so that was the part. The fiance says that Tyreek broke his son's arm. He said he did say he didn't do it, but that doesn't necessarily mean much because we got more audio. The recording continues. Listen here as the woman involved admits to lying to cops. She admits it. Listen to this.
And now somehow this investigation got brought back up, and you're about to lose your. So now I really want you to sit and think about it, because I rode for you against that detective and the CPS people, and they said time and time again that literally kept saying daddy punches me, which you do when he starts crying. What do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest, and then if he gets in trouble, you get the belt out and you
okay, so what about you what you don't do? You also, I'm just gonna take it.
No, I told
you don't.
I told him that he gets whooped, but I don't use a belt, which is totally different.
You do use a belt, and that's sad. Even my mama said you use a belt.
When have I used a belt?
His mama said it. Yeah.
When have you seen me use a belt with? When have I used a belt?
All right, so that was the back and forth there. But wait, there's more. Here is the last clip we have. Tyreek, this is all from the same audio. It was recorded at the airport in Dubai. Here you'll hear the conversation. This is the part where Tyreek Hill is claiming, hey, you should be scared of me, and it's not very good. Here we go.
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
All right, so that last part, you need to be terrified of me, too. All right, so let's discuss now. We can tell you the Kansas City Chiefs have already issued a statement. Well, they waited about an hour. The Chiefs, who are all about honor and decency, and all, I'm sure they are, they have suspended Tyreek Hill. They have suspended Tyreek Hill from team activities for the foreseeable future. There was a prepared statement released by the Chiefs. And the last few hours, the story came out and is continued on. And the guy you heard there, that was identified as Tyreek Hill in this recorded message, threatening the fiance and talking about injuries. All right, so the question here, what does this mean now going forward for Tyreek Hill? Right? What does it mean? Now, there's a lot of stuff to unpack in this story, but you obviously, you've got the respect, the liability, the loophole as well, and there's some other parts too, but we'll mix all these things together. Now, to lead off with, Tyreek Hill thought he had escaped legal jeopardy, right? He thought he had escaped legal jeopardy because the story came out, the prosecutor said, we don't have enough to go forward with the case, and so, but eventually, the long arm of the law catches up with you as soon as he had exhaled and said, okay, that's it, I'm good, the other shoe dropped. Now, this is going to lead to some kind of criminal charges. Not only for him, but also the mom. Also, they're both going to be charged with crimes, you would think, in this case. And while Tyreek Hill said in the recordings, as you heard, he did not injure the kid this time, he did incriminate himself in some of the other incidents that took place, specifically threatening his three-year-old son and fiance, that last clip that we played. And he used the word respect. You know, respect me. He respects me. And this opens up a can of worms here, because I remember talking about Adrian Peterson, the Adrian Peterson case back in the day. And there's types of parents that were, and kids that were raised, like, you have corporal punishment. And for some people, it's not that big a deal. But here's the problem. The rules of society have changed, right? When I was a kid, my parents would threaten me with a belt and to whip my ass. And if I didn't do my homework, I didn't do the chores around the house, they would threaten me. And I did get the belt. But after that, just the idea of the belt was enough to straighten, you know, be scared straight and all that stuff. But, you know, to think now in this situation, if you have kids now, even if you were raised like that, are you going to do that because it's what you know? Or are you going to be like, nah, it's not worth it, right? It's not worth it. But that whole respect, he's going to respect me. Well, he's 3 years old. What the hell is a three-year-old kid? A three-year-old kid doesn't respect anything, all right? No matter who you are, kid doesn't know anything else. He's like, you know, just out of the terrible twos and all that. See, this is that fine line. That's the conversation, the fine line between respect. You got to respect me, and child abuse. Now, in addition, Tyreek Hill, he said in that clip, one of the clips we played, he said, you, meaning the mom, need to be terrified of me too. And then, B word, that's why you can't keep an effing man. How about that? There you go. See, there you go. Very nice. Now, both mom and dad said things that put themselves in a lot of trouble, right? A lot of trouble. And you look at what the Chiefs are going to do going forward. We'll get to that in a minute. But legally, my little legal training I have from years and years on the radio, the mom intimated that she was dishonest. She lied with investigators. So she's part of a conspiracy, right? There's that. She helped to cover for Tyreek Hill. She said in that soundbite that he punched and used a belt on her son, and she covered that up, and apparently she did it for leverage. Like, she did it for leverage against Tyreek Hill. That's the way I heard the audio. So the mom, her liability here is child endangerment. Knowingly putting your child in harm's way is a crime. So she's got that to worry about. Now, furthermore, as soon as they announced the Patrick Mahomes on the Madden cover, about an hour later, the story dropped on the TV station in Kansas City. Now, not to make light of this, but for those of you that believe in jinxes and curses, ta-da! Here you go, right? An hour later, Patrick Mahomes, Madden cover boy, smiling for the cameras. Look at me. I'm on the cover of Madden. Now he is going to lose. You have to think Tyreek Hill will not play for the Kansas City Chiefs, certainly anytime soon. You can expect some criminal charges against Tyreek Hill. The trial, we assume there will be some kind of trial, that it will likely spill over into the regular season. The Chiefs already have decided. The general manager has announced that there is a timeout for Tyreek Hill, that he will not participate in team activities. The Chiefs have suspended Tyreek Hill from the team. It's, you know, off-season, right? They're going to have a mini camp coming up. He won't be there. He's not going to be part of it. And training camp, before you know it, it's already late April. It's going to be training camp time again for Tyreek Hill. So the Chiefs then have to decide. You've done the first step, which is suspend Tyreek Hill. What happens next? Now, my theory is that Tyreek Hill's going to end up on the commissioner's exempt list, that that's the next stage, and the NFL's going to be, we're going to investigate this. We'll put him on the NFL's exempt list. That's a way for him to kind of be in the twilight zone where he's not away from, he's not fired, but he's in this weird kind of twilight zone area. Now, the last thing on this, all right, now, is there a chance that Tyreek Hill can outrun this situation? While it is highly unlikely, there is a loophole here. You're talking about liability and all that, and you need an escape hatch. And the way the court system's set up, if you have a lot of money, generally there's an escape hatch. And there's a lot of vagueness to these. These are very damning statements by Tyreek Hill, but they don't indicate necessarily. You have to have more than that. You can say you committed a crime, but you have to have more to back that up, right? Tyreek Hill could say he beats his kid up all the time, but you have to have more than just that to go forward with a case. Now, at first glance, it looks like this is an open and shut case. The Tyreek Hill, I mean, what do you do? But there's always a way, if you've got money and good lawyers, that you can find a way around, right? I would think the first thing when Tyreek Hill's lawyers get this case, they are going to say, well, the audio, while it's damning, is not admissible. It's inadmissible to court, right? And he didn't know he was being recorded, and you can't do that. You're not allowed to do it. That's a state-by-state issue. And you throw in, on top of that, the fact that Tyreek Hill, this audio was recorded at an airport in Dubai. So it wasn't even in the United States. And so his lawyers are going to argue, well, that we got to throw that out. Much like Bob Kraft wants the rub and tug, goodbye, see you later, and he wants that thrown out of court. So they're going to try to make this audio inadmissible. However, from what I've been told, it goes by state. If Tyreek lives in Missouri, Missouri is a one-party consent state. I don't know the laws in Kansas. But if it was, if he's a resident of Missouri, and you could live in Kansas right there, there's sister cities. So if he lives in Kansas, he might be in better shape than if he lives in Missouri. But as far as what charges Tyreek Hill is going to face, off the top, you would say, well, he's facing a charge of aggravated assault because he talked about committing an aggravated assault. So that would be there. And then the other part of it is if you've got endangering the welfare of a child. Same thing with the mom, right? Endangering the welfare of a child. There's also perjury charges because here's the other problem. I'm assuming that Tyreek talked to police. We know he did. Let's say he lied, right? Let's say he signed something or they have recordings of him under oath lying about this. And now they have the audio which contradicts his initial statements. Well, that is perjury. And we bring in Robert Mueller here. We'll get to the bottom of that, but that's another layer. And so we have this recording, and now what happens? Well, it's up to the people in power in the state of Missouri and in Kansas, the Johnson County, I guess, is the prosecutor involved. And he was asked by the TV station in Kansas City about the audio. The TV station gave him all of the audio they had. And the prosecutor was asked for a response. He said he is currently reviewing the audio. So they'll go to the audio tape. And then one final footnote to this. Who leaked the audio? Like, who leaked the audio? You always wonder, well, who benefited from this? Because both parties are facing criminal jeopardy. So who was it? Now, the story that is being told is that this was an insurance policy. The TV station claimed that this was an insurance policy by the mom. And that she recorded this in Dubai because she felt that her life was in danger, her health was in danger, and that she had given this to some other people for safekeeping as insurance in case anything happened to her at the hands of Tyreek Hill, that this audio would be a damning indictment of Tyreek Hill. But the fact that it got out now and both of them are going to be in some trouble, and they didn't do it with TMZ. They didn't sell it to TMZ or the Daily Mail or some other tabloid outfit. They just went to the local CBS station in Kansas City. That is surprising. So they left money on the table. So there's a lot to this to go forward. The statement that was released by the Chiefs, we can give you that if you want. But, you know, what are you? The Chiefs, the way this works, Brent Veach, I guess that's his name, the GM, he said, in light, this is a prepared statement, in light of the thing that transpired tonight, I did think it was appropriate to address the media on behalf of the organization. The Chiefs GM said earlier this evening, we were made aware of the audio, he referenced then, the audio we just played a few minutes ago, in real time, just like the general public. The Chiefs GM said we were deeply disturbed, by what we heard, deeply concerned. Obviously, we had great concern for Crystal, the woman there, and we were greatly concerned for Tyreek. But our main focus and our main concern is the young child, the Chiefs said. As soon as the draft concluded, after the last pick, I had the chance to call Drew Rosenhaus, and we decided that at this point and for the foreseeable future, Tyreek Hill will not take part in any team activities. We are going to gather more information. We're going to evaluate this information, and we will make the right decision regarding Tyreek Hill. Close quote from the GM of the Chiefs. All right, so what are they waiting for? What else is there? All right, we say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold Garcia.
Right? Wow. We were talking on last night's show about how, you know, it looked like that Tyreek Hill had kind of dodged the bullet.
Yeah.
And then this happens.
Well, not only that, this is one of those things. Remember before the story came out, he was going to get the biggest contract ever. He was going to break the bank for a wide receiver contract. They were crossing the T's and dotting the I's on the contract. He was going to become the highest paid receiver in the NFL. The Chiefs were this close to getting the deal done. And now he's...
You can forget it.
...in purgatory and should be in purgatory.
Oh,
should probably
God.
Be in jail. But even, I mean, let's face it, even if he gets charged and convicted, he's probably not going to do any real time, the way this setup is.
No, but even if he isn't charged, as you said, the commissioner's exempt list. I mean, we've had plenty of examples of guys not being charged with crimes being suspended. I would be stunned if he is not suspended. He's going to get suspended.
Yeah, you'd think he's got to be put on timeout going forward. And the Chiefs, oh, good luck. And they just traded for the guy that also had a domestic violence. And what's going on?
What the Chiefs do, man.
I can't think, and maybe I'm just blanking on someone, but I mean, a more electrifying player that just sometimes does breathtaking things. You watch him on the field and you're like, my God, this guy's amazing. And just the biggest scumbag.
Well, here's the other thing, though.
That's currently playing in sports.
He is human trash, but you know, you beat a kid up, you should never. I mean, come on.
3-year-old.
Guys, he tried to beat him up before he was born.
Yeah.
I know. I understand. Now, Coop says he's never going to play again. I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
I think he will play again because he's good. And that's all that really matters. I mean, we can say that it doesn't matter, but Tyreek will be suspended.
A lot of people thought
time.
Michael Vick was never going to play again. He played again.
Tyreek will be suspended. He might go to jail for a little bit, and maybe he's gone for 2 years, but he'll be back. He will play in the NFL again. If he were like the Redskins, or if John Dorsey, his guy, John Dorsey is in Cleveland still, John Dorsey can bring him to Cleveland. And they can have a big party, and there you go. Get the gang
He's
back
done.
Together. He's done, Roberto?
Yeah, I agree.
No, I don't think he'll
I
be back.
I would like to see him done, but
done
I don't think he is done. I agree with Ben. I think
anybody who punches their kid?
Nobody's going to disagree with that, I don't think. Adrian Peterson, but I mean, you know.
Yeah. Corporal punishment, Eddie.
Wow.
Respect.
Yeah.
He needs to get his ass beat.
He had the kid put his arms out to punch him in the chest. I mean,
sad.
But Tyreek that was probably what Tyreek had when he was a kid. That's probably what his dad did to him, right? I would think that's where he learned it from, and then it just passed.
It's certainly
on.
Possible. I learned that
in Loveline years ago, Dr. Drew.
Yeah. That always fascinated me, like people who are abused as kids end up abusing others. You would think they wouldn't do that, but
yeah.
Sometimes they do.
All right. Well, we'll see how this all works out. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We are having a party. It's a dog and pony show. We got
literally
Parker the Snow Dog is here hanging out. We got Philly Rob is in the house. The cheesesteak benefactor here. I'm only halfway through the cheesesteak. It's now ice cold, but that's okay. I'm fine.
By the way,
with
Parker
it.
The Snow Dog also is here with his owner. That's not.
No, Parker just walked. Parker doesn't have an owner. What are you talking about? Parker's by himself. There's no one there.
We'd like to thank him for bringing Parker
no,
in.
No, Parker's a one. Parker just wanders around the country. That's it. That's all.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, Koobaloo, what do we have here, Koob?
Ben, Mike D'Antoni said on Wednesday that if the Warriors make it past the Clippers, he expects, quote, a very great series. Well, all year long, you've been saying how the Rockets will run into a brick wall when they get to the Warriors.
That's right.
Do you feel differently now seeing how they've struggled against your Clippers?
No, I mean, the Clippers are better than the Rockets. So, of course, I mean, it's apples and oranges here. Golden State is vulnerable. They are certainly a team that has some weaknesses, but the Warriors are still better than Houston. A, Kevin Durant, when engaged, when Kevin Durant is engaged, Koopaloo, he is unguardable. The man's unguardable. His problem, he's got these sudden and unpredictable mood swings. The Warriors have great players all over the place, right? And they're players that are just like that. Klay Thompson shows up once every four games. It doesn't matter, though. They have enough guys that will show up on a given night to win. Now, if the Clippers do end up coming back and beating Golden State, it's not over yet. I would also bet on the Clippers to beat the Rockets if they played in the next round of plays. James Harden has become playoff Harden of late. His last three games against the Utah Jazz, he shot 32% from the floor. It is not a sustainable formula to continue to win in the NBA playoffs with that. The Rockets are going down. And Chris Paul's going to get hurt. He's snake bit. Next!
Now, Drew Locke said in an interview this week that he would love to be Tom Brady's backup and that he would much rather be picked number 32 by the right team than number one overall by a bad team.
Check that.
He didn't get picked number one or 32.
Yeah.
Ben, do you agree with his line of thought, though?
No, I would rather play. What fun is it to be a backup, right? It's not much fun to sit around holding a clipper during games and all that. You do all the grunt work during the week. You want to play in the games. And I understand the whole Tom Brady backup thing. There's an aura around the Patriots and Tom Brady, and you can follow the path of Jimmy Garoppolo. But no, if I'm a football player and I got to practice and do all the crap that's not fun, I want to play in the games. All right, next.
Now, rumors are swirling that TNT and ESPN are both courting Dwayne Wade to join their shows for the playoffs. Ben, would he be better at this, Dwayne Wade or LeBron James?
All right, so they're both going to stink, but if gun to my head, I would pick LeBron, who would be better. And the only reason LeBron would be better is because he's a bigger name. It's the Kardashian effect. They're both going to stink. You got to have self-deprecating humor. These guys think way too much of themselves to be good comedy guys, and nobody watches the ESPN stuff anyway. It's all crap. It's TNT that anyone watches. All right, how do we do, Coop? Hurry up.
You pass this.
That
edition.
Is a win. I won the game. At the buzzer. Put it on the board. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Knock, knock. Who's there? Lame week. Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners. Let's get right to it. No dilly-dallying. I'll read the joke, bounce it off Eddie. He'll bounce it back to me. Roberto will play this as your cue if it's funny. He'll play this if it's not, and this if it could go either way. Coop's got some offensive jokes over there. Weed Man, are you there? Weed Man, Hippie, the joke master.
Yeah, I was there in Boston also. Hey, this guy Jones went to Peyton and Eli Manning's academy. He went to their football camp.
Congratulations.
That's why.
I'll get him a cookie. All right, very nice. All right, well, let's play lame jokes. These are actual jokes by actual listeners like yourself. And if you're easily offended by jokes, hey, turn the radio down a little bit. Give us about 25 minutes or so. We'll be good, all right? Here we go. Bill in Iowa sent this one in. What do you get when you cross Donald Trump and Caesar?
Donald Trump and Caesar. What do you get?
An orange Julius. So Bill from Iowa sent that one in. Well, Kyler Murray said if he ever wins the Super Bowl, he will forego tradition and not go to Disneyland.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he said, what's the point? I'm too short to ride anything anyway. I don't even want to go. Come on, man. So Norm in Kansas City, what do you see when Bartolo Colon throws up his gang sign?
I don't know. What does Bartolo do when he throws up a gang sign?
The McDonald's arches. You actually see that. It's amazing. So Kurt from Earth sent that one in. Well, it turns out the Philadelphia Flyers were too afraid to actually chop down the Kate Smith statue themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nobody in Philly would actually do it. So they hired Jim Boeheim. They gave him a set of car keys.
Oh, God. Oh.
All right. So Gordon in Tacoma sent that. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. What's the most confusing day of the year for Marcel in Brooklyn?
The most confusing day for Marcel. What is it?
Father's Day. Oh, come on. That's not right. That's not right, Gary. Oh, come on, man. Did you hear that? Did you hear that Marcel in Brooklyn intentionally set fire to his home?
No, I did not hear that.
It seems he accidentally called 911 and he didn't want to look stupid, so he let the Manic Mike sent that one in. Did you know that you can you can still watch Laker playoff games, Eddie? Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Just have to go on YouTube, circa 2012. You can see some Laker. Gary in Youngstown. Whoopie Pie Blair got scammed out of $25.
Oh, what happened?
Turns out the DVD, Tiger Woods' favorite 18 holes, was actually about golf. He was very upset about that. That's Steve in Iowa. All right.
I feel like he would be pleasantly surprised.
why did Justin Cooper celebrate Earth Day by smoking a lot of pot?
I don't know. Why did Coop do that?
Because Earth Day is 422. That's what you see. There you go. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. All right, let's pause for the cause here.
I got one.
Go ahead, Coop. I'm sorry.
What's Ben Maller's favorite drink? Welch's.
It's premature. The show's not over yet. That's not offensive. That's not even a, that's a dumb joke.
It's from Eric.
It's a stupid joke, Eric. You're a dumb joke writer, Eric. You're a dummy. We'll have the Weed Man Radio Roast, a staple of Lame Jokes of the Week. I hope you're ready, Weed Man, because they're going to attack you.
Bring it.
All right. The rest of Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week, we'll get to that. We'll do it next. And back to Lame Jokes we go. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Actual jokes by actual listeners like yourself. And here we go. What's the difference between Damian Lillard and Weed Man Hippie?
Damian Lillard and Weed Man Hippie. What are the possible differences between them?
All right. One is a rich and famous Blazer. The other is a poor homeless Blazer. I'm Ran in Vancouver. Thank you for that. Did you hear that Weed Man was going to roll a joint with a Mexican guy?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, when Weed Man asked if he had any papers, the guy ran off. He's like, wait a minute. Ernie the Great O'Piner sent that one
Racist.
In. Here's one from Cowboy John Brad in Windsor. Funny. What do Weed Man Hippie and the Tigers' regular batting order have in common?
Weed Man Hippie and the Tigers' batting order. What do they have in common?
They get stoned every night, Eddie. Every night they get stoned. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. What two things will Weed Man never see again?
What two things will Weed Man never see again? I don't know, Ben.
A paycheck and Lisa.
That's
not Bill from Iowa. That's
from
Europe. That's
not.
I understand. All right.
She's not coming back.
What did the hooker tell Weed Man when he complained about contracting crabs from her?
I don't know, Ben. What did the hooker complain about?
Well, what do you expect for $10? Lobster? Come on. Mark from Chino Hills. What do you got?
I don't want to know.
What do you have over there, Coop? What do you got?
You didn't tell me who sent this one, so I apologize to whoever came up with it. But what is the difference between Weed Man Hippie and Millennials?
Difference between Weed Man. I think this was Kurt from Earth. I don't know.
Weed Man can't afford to walk around like he rents the place.
Did you know that Weed Man was going to move to Los Angeles, Eddie?
No, I did not know that.
But the cost of living is much higher on LA's Skid Row, so he decided not to. Saturday night to go. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Why was the Easter egg hunt halted in Weed Man's Alley?
I don't know. Why was the Easter egg hunt halted in Weed Man's Alley?
One of the kids thought rodent droppings were raisinettes. So yeah, stop that. That's Gary from Youngstown again. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. How does every Weed Man story start?
I don't know. How does every Weed Man story start?
This one time when I was high. That's Ernie. Ernie the Great Opiner. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes. These are actual jokes. Actual jokes sent in by actual listeners. What's the difference between Bigfoot and Weed Man Hippie?
The difference between Bigfoot and Weed Man. What is it?
One is hairy, forages for food, and smells real bad. The other one has big feet. That's the other one. That's Northern Ron sent that one in. Coop, you have anything over there? Coopaloop, it's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week.
What do you call a disabled firefighter?
Oh, come on, man.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh. I mean, really? Oh. All right. Here's one from Iowa. This is an old joke. What do Roger Ebert, does anyone know who that is these days, and Angry Bill's proctologist have in common?
Roger Ebert, famed former film critic, and the proctologist for Angry Bill. What do they have in common?
If it's good, they will give you two thumbs up right there. Two thumbs up. What is Marcel in Brooklyn's favorite Star Wars character?
Marcel in Brooklyn, favorite Star Wars character is who?
Jabba the what? did you hear they were going to rename the cathedral at Notre Dame?
I did not hear that.
Be now called the French Toast, Eddie. They're going to call it French Toast.
Hey, should have given me that one.
I know, I should have given you that one. All right, it's Big Ben's. That was from Bill in Iowa. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. If Weed Man could afford a car, what kind would it be?
I don't know what kind of car would Weed Man have if he could afford it.
A Blazer. Ernie the Great Opiner. Weed Man is so poor.
How poor is he?
He can't afford the rent for space in his head. He can't afford it, Eddie. Kurt from Earth. What does a cooked chicken and a cowardly Weed Man have in common?
Cooked chicken and cowardly Weed Man. What do they have in common?
They're both baked chickens, Eddie. That's from Ernie the Great Opiner. Why did Weed Man Hippie and Coop go to the bank together? Weed Man and Coop. Why did they go to the bank?
Well, I don't know. Why did they go to the bank together?
They heard they could get a joint account, Eddie. They wanted to join us and Chris. All right. Here's the closer. Why was Weed Man confused at the Cracker Barrel?
I don't know. Why was he confused at the Cracker Barrel?
The menu said home style cooking, and he couldn't figure it out. Home what?